A cancer diagnosis is never good news, but it's especially jarring to a young adult fresh out of college. For Seattleite Nina Garkavi, the bombshell dropped while she was on vacation, but then an unexpected companion came along and completely changed the way she experienced the disease. Here is her story, produced by KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer.
My name is Nina Garkavi. I am 25, quarter life crisis. I was working on Fifth Avenue at a marketing firm, and I went down to Miami, Florida. I thought I was going on a spring vacation, but quickly found out that it was a very different sort of trip. I started getting these excruciatingly bad and painful headaches, as if someone was wringing out a towel somewhere inside my brain. We got in a cab, checked into the ER. Eventually, the chief of ER came into the room. First question was, when are you leaving again? Well, my flight's on Wednesday, so I'm fine, right? Oh, you're gonna have to cancel. And then it went to, you have a mass in your brain. And I think he had to say it a few times, you have a mass in your brain.
I have a mass in my brain.
Can't tell you more about it. I don't know what kind of
tumor
it is.
And he said you have a mass in your brain.
However, I can tell you have a mass in your brain. I think the world stopped turning for a second. And I was told that basically I was having brain surgery. I exit after 5 weeks of the Miami hospital five-star stay and went straight from Seattle Airport to Children's. The diagnosis that I had was a brain tumor that is commonly found in little boys. When I got to Children's Hospital, and I could barely walk, and I had so much pain, when I saw little kids with tumors sticking out of their heads and necks, I couldn't understand it. They've only been here for so long, little kids, a couple of years old, they haven't done anything. Why them? They had little bikes and trikes and little slides, but they had to go on them with their parent behind them holding the pole that was attached to their IVs. One night, they were setting up for the patient that was going to come in the morning to join me in the room. And I asked the nurse, how old is this patient? They looked at her chart. 3. Oh my God. You're telling me a 3-year-old is coming in the morning to check into this room. She's going to cry the whole time. I'm not going to get any sleep, but 3-year-old, really? 9 a.m., I hear footsteps, and I hear little whispers. Mommy, I really want to watch Snow White.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day.
This little girl wants to watch Snow White. What is she doing at Children's Hospital? She should be watching Snow White at home on the couch. And I'm looking at her going, we're in the same room. Our lives couldn't be any more different at this moment. However, there's one thing that's the same, and we're both going through cancer. If Snow White is gonna help you get through it, if the cats on your bed are gonna help you, those cats are in my room too, and they're gonna help me. We're gonna get through it together.
Fill the world with sunshine.
Arrived at Hyde York.
Arrived? Hi, Greta! Hello, beautiful lady! How are you?
Good.
That one's for you. Do you remember why?
So cute.
I remember.
My cat.
Yes, you do.
My name's Greta, and I'm 5.5 years old.
How do you know Ms. Nina?
I don't remember.
You don't remember when you got to be friends?
No.
Well, I'm just thankful that she doesn't remember all of this. The rest of her family will never forget it. My name is Heidi York, and I'm the mother of Greta York. There are certain memories I have about her being pinned to tables and being poked or struggling to come out of an MRI with the anesthesia and horrible, horrible memories. And she remembers that she liked the nurse that day.
It's funny when he's sticking out his tongue in that.
You know what? I took Oscar to meet other French bulldogs.
Whoa, there's a lot.
the thing that strikes me the most is that they both have such beautiful heads of hair now. That hair is the sign of health.
Seeing the kids, that mentality imprinted on me. And every single day I thought, okay, I could be really sad, or I could be like Greta, who is surrounded by cats and she wants to watch Snow White. I felt that it was my choice.
My favorite one back then was Snow White. My favorite one now is Frozen.
That story was produced by KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer.